guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. So what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about why do people stay in unhappy relationships and unhappy marriages. So I'm going to give you some perspectives on why this is the way that this is and why we do things the way that we do. This is a perspective sharing from life experience and from people talking to me about their lives. So point number one, high sex drive, or sexual attachment. I think sometimes, let's be real. We all do it, think with our hormones, love is very blind. You get caught up with the blinders. Lots of people are attractive. There's lots of attractive guys out there. There's lots of attractive women out there. But remember, just because someone's attractive doesn't mean that they're going to fit you. You can enjoy attraction with someone that actually fits you a lot better than someone that doesn't really fit you, because eventually the truth is going to come out, I think a lot of people fear starting over. I have a guy friend of mine that didn't want to end it, I think, due to that. But he was already not even getting anything because it was, like, crazy long distance. And she was barely saying a thank you, and there was barely any gratitude for what he was doing for her. So there's that attachment where we do those things. And there's also that hormones connected with the loneliness. And how, well, I'm lonely and this person's just good enough and I got my sexual hormones, so I might as well just settle for what's there, and I think we should be really careful with that, because that can get into, I'm going to convince myself that this is good for me, or maybe, you got out of a bad relationship and you're like, well, I'm lonely and, I really need to put myself out there. Sure, you can date and put yourself out there, but that doesn't mean you have to, get into a relationship with someone that may not be necessarily a good fit for you, And remember, we can't force things, and when we force things, it does get in trouble. That's one of the reasons why I believe we have a high divorce rate and why I believe Americans are unhappy in the first place, is because of these forcing problems that we have of all ages, even teenagers, I think oftentimes, if you're fortunate enough to come from a background where there's happy marriages or grandparents, whatever, you probably look to them and be like, well, I want that, so I'm going to force it. I'm going to rush it and plan your future with someone when you're 16 or 18. I mean, my God, you are a young adult. You are a teenager. Relax. Take it easy. Travel the world. Volunteer, for God's sakes. You don't need to be planning your whole entire future at such a young age. Love is a very beautiful thing. Finding true love is a very beautiful thing, but you can't force it when you're super young and you're inexperienced and you've barely experienced life. And sometimes that might even end up in resentment because you barely lived life, and then you look back at your life and you're like, I realize I didn't do that much for myself because I was so hung up on relationships. So there's that, where people get impatient, and then there's that generational comparison and the sex drive. There's so many variables that can go with this, right? But sex drive only goes so far. If your personality is clashed too much, or there's a lot of drama, or there's just a lack of oomph, like there's something missing, lack of passion and some, situation, you might get bored with each other, and then the sex is not going to be good anyways, because this is just going to get bored. So I would say that we need to be cautious about that. Another point would be, people follow what they know. It's okay to follow what you know. If you're lucky to come from a background where what you know is healthy, then power to you. If you realize that you're following what you know is not healthy, then we should be very careful with that. We should be very mindful of that. Sometimes you think that you are... Sometimes you realize when you're older and you become an adult that, and you have more life experience, you realize that, well, maybe what I've been following for so many years isn't really the best thing for me, because everyone's different and your personality could be very different than your parents or, other people, and that may not be right for you. You know what I'm saying? So we need to keep those things into consideration. Another point to consider is financial attachment. Financial attachment can be very good on some level, and it can also be very messy. So we got to be very, very careful with that aspect. I want to keep some things in perspective. It can take longer to separate or break up or divorce with someone because of that financial entanglement, because you share finances and responsibilities. So I'm going to give you guys an example. Sometimes we do have to give people benefit of the doubt. So I have a client of mine. She's in her 50s, I believe, 40s or 50s. And she told me, honestly, Anna Marie, I've been like separated from my husband for like 3 years, but the only reason why we haven't been legally divorced is due to financial and all this other pain in the butt stuff. And she told me, Anna Marie, it's just such a pain in the butt and it's just exhausting. And so sometimes we have to give people benefit of the doubt before we assume the worst in people, like, oh my God, why aren't they legally divorced yet? Or why aren't they legally, you know, separated or whatever. It could be just because the finances, it's taking them longer, or you know, trying to figure things out. And some people have a very civil relationship with their ex and they're just trying to navigate those things because it's just so complicated. And, you know, there's a big difference between innocent, complicated, and dysfunctional, crazy complicated. So we need to keep those things in perspective before we assume the worst in people, of like, you know, someone dating while, and, you know, before we assume the worst in people if they're dating and they're not technically legally divorced yet. You know, we need to, sometimes we have to assume the best in people. But then there's some people that they are liars and they're not telling the full truth. So we have to be careful with that and not be naive, right? I use another example with financial entanglement. So when I lived in South Korea, a lot of Koreans view marriage, based on what I heard from some of my students, as a business. They see marriage as a business investment. There's honestly some truth to it. After like they explained to me how they view things, I was like, yeah, some of the stuff actually kind of makes sense, because in some ways it is a business investment, a marriage, and a relationship, because you will be sharing finances, you will be sharing living space, you have to work together as a team to solve problems. So in a sense, it is a kind of business investment. But it should be enjoyable. So I think we should be careful with that perception of business investment, because that's where things can get a little bit messy and tricky, because, you know, what you believe could be what it is, that's not necessarily going to be happy. It's just, well, this is stable and this is secure, so I'm just going to suck it up and deal with this partner that I don't even like. To me, that sounds incredibly unhappy. I don't want to like be lying on my deathbed, looking back at my life, knowing that I looked at my husband just as a business investment. I want to look at him as my adventure partner, someone that wants to enjoy life and live life with me and, you know, go on cool journeys with me. So I think we have to be careful with those perceptions. Also, there's codependency. That can be incredibly dangerous and exhausting. So I think we have to be careful with those things too, because that's not good for us really, essentially, right? So, I mean, I believe that self-care saves yourself, it saves others, and it saves your relationships, because you're knowing who you are. And a relationship can only go get you so far, you know? You have to really know yourself, because your relationship will get boring, and you will get bored with each other if you don't know who you are and what you value and what you stand for and, you know, what you believe or where you're going, you know. Those things can be very tricky, and so you do have to be very careful with those things. So codependency is not really healthy, so we have to be careful with those things. But that's all I have to say for my ramble right now. of why people might stay in unhappy marriages and unhappy relationships, and if we increase our awareness of these things, it can help. Again, I want to emphasize to everybody, my job as the genie is to be a wake-up call and to provide a trigger and perspective. I am in no way a therapist. I come from life experience perspective. So I have a few clients I feel that are using me as a little bit of a codependency attachment to help fix their lives, and I just want to make this very clear. It's up to you to change your life. If you want to make yourself better, you have to, you know, man up positive and woman up positive and make those changes. If you want to be a better person, if you want to express yourself better, if you want to like confess your love to someone or whatever, no one's going to do that for you. You have to do that yourself. You know, you have to be ultimately happy with yourself. And if you're not happy with yourself, or at least, you know, able to manage your weaknesses or work around it, you know, you could stay stuck forever. And I'm all about why stay stuck when you can get better. I'm all about self-improvement and making a better you and being a better person for who you are. So that's what I believe, and I stick to those values, and I'm a huge believer in healing and therapy, and I encourage people to please do that. Alrighty, so I hope you enjoyed this video and I got some insight and you learned some things about my life and my perspective on why people stay in unhappy marriages or relationships, and how we have to be careful with some perceptions that we might have. Sometimes we have to assume the best in people, and sometimes we have to, you know, just kind of keep things rational and logical and not, like, you know, exaggerate things or embellish things or, you know, those type of things. Okie dokie. So please do like, subscribe, and comment below. Please, you handsome men, you beautiful women there watching. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. And you can contact me at percentcompatibility@gmail.com if you have any questions. And I will be having more videos soon. Okie dokie. Okay, bye.